Good afternoon, everybody. I just want to tell you about the situation here. Yeah, it's also we are the latest victims of this situation, probably of this system. Yeah, we had been denied access to the exam venue. We're supposed to write our examination. Apparently, some of us had paid all their fees, but the thing is, we can't go better after the due date, which was probably 3 August. So the debit registrar was saying, could anyone who paid after even at a minute after 3 on the 3rd of August 2021, Munhe is considered as unregistered. So to put whatever, you know, we even talked to the deputy registrar, and he said everyone has now settled his fees before the due date is not supposed to write the examination. Sarasus were the latest victims of this. But no, what I feel is we lacked representation. Those who were supposed to have represented us, they failed to do that. Considering Kuti, some of us we had been not employed since the beginning of the pandemic, since February 2020. Mabasa, some of us lost our jobs, and we're not working up until now. Saka, how could the system expect us to pay our fees? Isustangatsingashandi, considering that we also have families to feed, we also have considering also kuti skoro zvakavhurwa recently, and we're supposed to send our kids to school, so everything is upon us. Now I think there's something someone has to be held accountable for this, because how could we be persecuted up to this point? I think even if the university yanga ichida kuimplement their system yekuti munhu anofanira kuregister before writing the examination, I think this is bad timing. Vanga vasingafanira kuzviita like at this point, because at this point this is the point that we are most vulnerable. We had no money. We are in a situation, we are just coming out of the pandemic, of which we are still in the lockdown. The economy is at yavhurwa. It's only a week pakangonzi business can now run kusvikawo kumanheru. Considering that some of us we are tinotokeya kiya, we are not employed, but we also have families, and the situation is just something else. I think this thing has to go anyway, because this is an infringement of our rights. The university wasn't supposed to have done this to us, because we are very vulnerable. Hatinangana mari, and the pandemic has hit us hard. Now Toshika, you come and spend a week with Ziza only to be told on the day of examination kuti hauskupi na examination. And apparently hapana munhu anga achikwanisa kuteerera. I really wonder if we have a student representative council that listens to the plight of the students. I think the whole system is fucked. The whole system is bad, and it needs to be overhauled, or unless we have wrong people in our representation. I think there has to no something has to be done. Alternatively, something has to be held accountable, because what will end up happening is everything will be blamed on the government, because the government has to represent us. Actually, the party has to represent us, because we are the citizens. I'm a student, and I'm not happy about the system. I'm disgruntled, spending 2 weeks year learning only to be told I cannot access the exam venue. I think this is really bad. This is infringement of my rights. I'm not happy.